joyous
noise. You're listening to South Florida's Good News Station, WCNO, Palm City.
This is God's plan for redemption, and it's good news.
Today's broadcast is supported by Plains Dental Arts in Vero Beach and Port St. Lucie. Thanks to Dr. Alex Plain at Plains Dental Arts for keeping New Day with Red Palmer on the air daily at WCNO 89.9 FM.
The past, say about 5 months or so, I've led 4 clients to Christ.
Really?
And I'm not saying they're able to choose me to be a Christian, but some of these that I've led, they were not Christians. They didn't choose me for that. Some of them just choose me for the eye patch. What's going on with the eye patch thing? But yes, there's something going on with them, and God would help me kind of talk to them and kind of move the conversation in an area where they were open to it. For instance, there was an Army, won't say his name, so I'm not breaking confidentiality, but he was an Army vet, and his wife is an Army vet.
Don't ever give a last name, no.
And even a first. I don't even remember his first. But they were both Army vets. He had been home, and his wife had just come back from deployment, and they were both not getting along at all. And he was depressed about that. And if I remember right, anxiety was going on with it too. And during our first session, he had said he was a believer and all. But God's like, ask him if he's kind of the person that kind of will go to church every once in a while. Or do you really have a personal relationship with God? And if not, would you want a personal relationship with God? And maybe he will help you in your marriage. So he said, yeah, the first. I said, well, would you like to, So he said, yes, So I led him to Christ.
Now, were you face-to-face with this man, or was this on the phone?
Video. Yes.
Okay, so Zoom.
Kind of.
Okay.
It's online.
Okay.
Yes.
Whatever. Okay.
Yes. So, the next session, God had given him, I was already seeing God move in his life, had given him courage to speak to his wife about, hey, are we separating? What's going on? She didn't want it, but because he didn't have the courage to talk to her, there was a miscommunication going on. She thought he was not happy with her. Mm. He thought she was not happy with him. And so within the second session, they were getting back together. They were, talking. They were enjoying time with their children. It was great. It was really great. And by the third session, he's like, I think I'm good. I'm like, all right. Another happy warrior on his way.
Now, why do most people seek a counselor like you? How do they find out?
Well, these days, there's a lot of depression and anxiety going on for children. I feel like...
Do you help people of all ages?
Yes.
Is there any one predominant audience that you work with?
I would say lately 20s, 30s, 40s.
Okay.
But I have a couple of 60s. Mm-hmm. I tried one woman who was 80. That didn't go over, just being honest. Yeah. It was too big of a generation gap. And So
most people come to you because they're depressed?
A lot of depression out there these days. Well, you think, you feel what you think.
Is depression anger?
It can be.
Pushed down, what do they say?
It can be. It could be from trauma. It's negative thoughts. I mean, it just comes down to that. And if you're thinking negatively, you're going to feel negatively. You think it long enough, it becomes ingrained in you, and it becomes a mood disorder.
A mood disorder.
Yeah, and same with anxiety. If you're fearful about certain things and it keeps growing, they can get panic attacks and other things. So there's quite a few ways to help them out. And then when you bring the Christian counseling side of it, prayer for sure. Mm-hmm. You can bring Bible verses or passages. And the Bible is like a sledgehammer to hard rock. The truth will set you free, And so many times that'll happen. God showed me, and I'll share this, a formula for people who are believers, Christians, who are experiencing depressed moods. I haven't memorized the Bible. What do you want to say? Where it's found in the Bible? But it is all biblical. It goes, God inhabits the praises of his people. In the presence of the Lord, there is fullness of joy, and the joy of the Lord will be your strength.
Mm-hmm.
So you worship, you praise God, you come to him with humility, you draw near to him with honesty, you praise him in your praises, his presence, his manifest presence will show up. It'll start to bring a peace and a joy into your life and your heart, and then that will strengthen you. Push back on the enemy. There are many, many things that God has brought me through, not only through this. I could do a part two. There may be a part two in the works, but for now, it would be called, careful little wise what you see. And it's going to address how society and the media, how it's shaping young children's lives. And it's like, be very careful what your children watch. Careful what they listen to.
Mm-hmm.
It's the eye gate. It's the ear gate. It's, one of the old sayings, garbage in, garbage out. Mm-hmm. You just have to be careful. And at least, as parents, provide context. I do not blame my parents for anything that happened. They thought I was fine. By my silence, the squeaky wheel gets the attention, and my brother is the squeaky wheel of the family. Very talkative, very complain-oriented. And with me, it just seemed like I was content. It seemed like I was okay. They didn't know there was a tornado brewing in me of absolute rage that just wanted vengeance on the whole world at a certain point.
Are your parents alive now?
Oh, yes.
Oh, God. What did they think about this whole outcome?
How do they think? Well, my mom read the book, and she said it was very difficult for her to read, to see that her son went through all that, and she didn't know because I kept it quiet. But there were clues.
Are they Christians?
They are. In fact, I led my mom to Jesus when I came out of the Air Force in 1995.
Wow.
My dad rededicated his life. There was a ministry called Toronto Blessing here that visited Central Assembly of God.
Yeah.
We were there. I took my mom and my dad there.
Yeah.
And my mom was healed. Her eye, she got hit in the eye when she was like 3 or 4 years old.
Yeah.
It damaged her tear duct. And one of the Toronto Blessing ministers said, there's a person here. You're not able to tear up. Your eyes are very dry. You constantly have to use drops or else you'll lose your eyesight.
Oh, my word.
And her eye, she said she started tearing up and like crying like immediately.
Oh, my word.
So, yeah. And then my dad, he rededicated. And
some people want to resist the power of the Spirit. The Spirit and but the Bible says in the end times there will be those that will deny the Spirit and the power thereof. Because people tend to not like things they can't control. Well, we can't control that, so we don't allow that stuff here. And healing stopped with the apostles. Well, no, it didn't stop with the apostles.
Absolutely not.
And then they want to judge certain people that are on TV, like if you're too much of a positive thinking pastor. Hey, people have different callings. I'm Rhett. It's a calling of Rhett, rhetorical. It means encourager in Welsh, okay?
Right.
So people get mad at some of these preachers. Oh, it's too much of a positive message. Well, sometimes it's kind of like an Alcoholics Anonymous. They go to a higher power.
Right.
And some people would say that's Antichrist. Well, I think you need to be quiet because I tell you what, in time, people will realize the higher power. Jesus is very capable of introducing you to him in his own time. And
pray that God reveal the true self to him.
So here your wife, your mother had this healing.
Mm-hmm.
That's great.
Yes. Yeah.
I love to hear those
And my
stories.
Dad, he had multiple sclerosis when I was a kid.
And?
While I was in the Air Force, it went into remission, apparently, when he had cancer. He had the same type of cancer I had, but unfortunately, he had to lose his voice box. So he's very adept, very good at speaking with prosthetic instruments, and he was actually like president of the Laryngectomy Society here in Vero Beach for
really?
A time. Yeah.
What did he do for a living, your father?
He worked at the power plant over here, like a shift engineer, if I remember right.
I think somebody said that he had met me years ago.
I told you.
Yeah. When I was there to do a report or an interview or something, I don't know.
Like you were...
Tour?
A tour. Yeah, that's what my dad said. You were touring there. Yeah.
That's all closed down now, right?
Yes, yeah. I don't know what to make of that. Yeah, we're all FPNL now. Yeah, it's kind of a lot of childhood memories of going there on Friday nights, late afternoon, picking up his paycheck, depositing it, and then shopping at Piggly Wiggly or whatever used to be here in Vero Beach or Publix. I think we were more Piggly Wiggly people back then. But now I live here. I've been a counselor. I've worked at an agency here, and I would have liked to have retired from it, but just the inflation just didn't keep up with what they were able to pay. So I'm trying to do things privately and also through this online service.
What's the online service called?
BetterHelp.
BetterHelp?
Mm-hmm.
Hmm. And so people find them nationally, then they find someone in a regional area. Why do they pick you? I mean, do you talk to people around the world?
I have recently. I've been receiving people from other countries. One was from Morocco.
Mm-hmm.
He was Muslim, actually. And we got along fine. He could only stay with me for a couple of weeks, so he had to leave me for money reasons, because his new job hasn't started, and he's actually staying in Columbia. He's going to teach English in
Columbia, South Carolina?
No, Columbia.
South America.
Oh, okay. Yeah. And then the other one is Canada, and he's a believer, but a little bit of what you call a casual, so he doesn't know what he's in for with me.
If people want to get in touch with you, how do they do that? Do you have a phone number?
772-696-6150.
Give that number again slowly.
772-696-6150.
Now, if somebody buys this book, James Gilbert's book, Through the Darkest Hour, available online, Amazon, everywhere. Okay, so we can see it on the screen there. It's there steady. They want to order that. Is there contact information in here about you?
Or
can they Google you?
Could they Google me? I'm not sure on that. But I am coming up with a private practice, and we will have something up soon.
Good.
It's not up yet.
Okay.
So maybe they can, you know, reach me through you, through that number
That's
I just
true.
Gave.
Yeah, you can contact Rhett Palmer, and we'll give you the number.
And what was the other? Yeah.
All right. Well, thank you, James Gilbert, for coming in.
Thank you.
Through the Darkest Hour. And we appreciate your candidness and telling your story from darkness to light, literally.
Yes, amen.
Yes. All right. Say hi to your wife and son, and we'll see you soon.
I do. Thank you.
Hey, this is Rhett Palmer, and it's a new day if you want it to be.
Tune in again Monday at 3 a.m., 7 a.m., or 3 p.m. I'm your host, Rhett Palmer, and this is A New Day.
Hi, this is Pastor Steve Camp of the Cross Church here in Palm City, Florida. We'd like to invite you to join us for worship this Sunday at 10 a.m. We are a Reformed congregation, and so we believe that salvation is all of grace by faith in Jesus Christ alone and not of works. We are currently studying the Gospel of Matthew expositionally, verse by verse, every week. All sinners are welcome. So come as you are, but leave as He is.
I tried to feel you in the earthquake. I tried to see you in the eye of